Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
Mission in life is to add value to people, not to subtract from people. Now, in addition to God empowering you and I with the Holy Spirit to become problem solvers, solution finders, He's also given each one of us gifts. Because that's another dimension to bringing solutions to your world. Because every one of us, we either have the gift of innovation, the gift of administration, the gift of caretaking, the gift of selling, or the gift of serving. This is throughout Scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gift of serving, the gift of encouraging, the gift of leading, the gift of showing mercy, the gift of helping people, the gift of bringing law and order to society, the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, the gift of faith. Faith is a gift. The gifts of healings, the gifts of miracles, the gifts of prophecy to encourage and edify people, the gift of discerning, you can be able to discern the spirit world, the gift of tongue speech, and the gift of interpretation. So all this, God has empowered you and I because you and I have been sent into this earth with a mission. And our mission is, guess what? Is to fix problems. We're not meant to create problems. We are meant to fix problems. Everything in life was created or made to solve a problem. The chair that you're sitting on right now was created to solve a problem. You know what the problem is? You need to be seated. Or else you can be standing and listening to me. This watch was created to solve a problem. And today, the problem is I need to watch my time and make sure that I finish on time. So, everything in life, this thing solves a problem. It amplifies my voice. The camera solves a problem. It takes the picture of me and around the world, but that's not happening today, but around the hope it's not happening today. But around the world, people will be able to see us. And that's the mission of the church, is to, the more word, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. The more word is preached, that's the only way the world's problems are going to get sorted out. Because man's biggest problem is thinking, and God says, the only thing that can fix that is my word. And you've got to preach the word. You've got to preach the word. And that's why, you know, every church has an obligation to do that. So everything in life has a purpose. Human beings have a purpose. And your purpose, your mission, the word is very closely related, mission and purpose, is to solve problems. Parents are there to solve problems. Grandparents are there to solve problems. By the way, do you know, now let me come down to the point where this will really make sense. Do you know the reason why people employed you is because they had a problem and they needed somebody to fix the problem? In every country, they have a problem, and that problem is they need children to be educated, because education is a huge contributor to the economy in developing human skills. How does government fix the problem? They employ teachers. So every teacher goes to work to what? To solve a problem. The problem of what? Ignorance. So that every country can be a better country. Most countries have problems with crime and hijacking and murder and all those things that you understand. How does governments fix this problem? They employ policemen. So policemen, and when they get up in the morning and go to work, what do they go to work for? They go to fix a problem. everybody in the hearts, whether or in business. Now I can go around this entire room and I can tell you that you are in the world of business. This is the problem that your world has, and this is why they've employed you to fix that problem. So every morning when you get up to go to work, you are actually getting up and you're going to your workplace to fix a problem. And your prosperity and your value is determined by the types of problems you fix. So if you want to know what you are worth in your ability to fix problems, all you got to do is take your monthly salary, divide that by 22, which is you work 22 days in a month, divide that by 8, and you will know what they pay you per hour to fix a problem. Because that's what you're worth. You actually, your worth comes from fixing problems. And the point that I'm making is that the more problems you fix, the greater your net worth becomes. So if you want to increase your prosperity, your value, your net worth, guess what you must do? You must constantly move to a higher level of fixing the next level of problems. If your salary is low, that means too many people can fix the problem that you are fixing. As you go higher in life, there are lesser people up there that can fix the problem. That's why you earn more. So if you want to earn more, you've got to learn to fix problems. And we're getting back to Jesus. He came to this world to fix problems.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.